Hello and welcome back to 10 out of 10 with Watch Again with Lorna Ross.
Hello.
This week we said we'd bring you something light, something entertaining, and we were humming and hawing over what to pick. And then I came home on Friday after like the world's shittest day at work, and Ross was like, will we watch Commando? And I swear to God, the heavens opened, the angelic choir sung, and I was like, this is why I married you, big man. Like, what a shite. So after that, this week we're bringing you 1985's Commando. Ross, take it away.
Right, so it's released in October 1985, directed by Mark Lester, who's famous for 1984's Firestarter.
Never seen it. I know Drew Barrymore's in it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've heard not good things about it, so take it that what you will. Yeah, starring Big Arnold Schwarzenegger, Vernon Wells, Ray Don Chong, Alyssa Milano, Bill Duke, Dan Hedaya, and Big David Patrick Kelly.
Yes.
Right, so it's a budget of $10 million and a box office of $57.5 million.
I'm going to say like 50 of that were like me and my dad's alone. Aye. General overview. Big Arnie wins Father of the Year awards by murdering a small country to get his daughter back.
That's about right, aye.
So why do you love this film?
I mean, it's just a pure turn your brain off nonsense action movie.
Isn't it?
Especially after everything we've watched, like in January, February, this is a welcome addition to this podcast.
100%. And we've got like, see for now, like all the Oscar nominee movies, or Oscar winner movies now are out the road. This is like the season at the cinema where all the shite comes out. Like we've got a Jason Statham movie coming out. We've got The Accountant 2 coming out.
Yeah.
There's like Shannar horror movies coming out. I'm in. Your gal is booked and sat. Like, this is my favourite time of cinema where it's just pish.
Yeah.
Like, hour and a half. We're not looking for much. I'm in. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, this is the best time for movies.
100%. This movie, for me, getting back to Commando, like, I love this movie for all the same reasons you do. Like, it's just an hour and a half of, like, just great action, great quips, one-liners. But, like, this movie's pretty sentimental with me because I used to watch it with my dad at any given opportunity. Like, when I was a kid, like, my dad would let me stay up and watch this with him. And, like, even now, it's like when I watch Braveheart, I can, like, hear things. Like, if when I watch this, I can, like, hear like all my dad's quips and all that. Like, and that pure makes it sound like my dad is absolutely fine. but like this, like I've got a like Commando tattoo, like done by Big Duncan, a regular guest on the pod. And like, I just, like this, like I love this movie anyway, but it's got like a wee sentimental thing for me and like never fails to cheer me up.
Yeah.
Like, my face was tripping me on Friday and we finished watching this and I was like, great, I'm cured. This is amazing. I can do anything I want.
Yeah, this movie's perfect in the sense of like, there's no character development. There's no plot, really. Yeah. Like, it tells you everything you need to know in the first 10 minutes.
100%.
Then it just serves as a like a vehicle for Arnie to do what he does, like in every other movie.
Yeah, just be big, muscular, and barter people.
Yeah, like it's kind of, it's funny how, like, this is what early, well, mid-80s, so I don't know if Arnie was the big deal he was, I'm not sure.
This was the year that this came out and Rambo First Blood came out. So this was like the start of the Stallone v. Schwarzenegger thing.
All right.
This was when Schwarzenegger was still like on his way up, which explains why someone like Vernon Wells is the bad guy in this movie, because they've obviously looked at Schwarzenegger and been like, right, cool, no bother. And they've gave him like the least intimidating villain you've ever seen in your life. Do you know what I mean? I think you can tell this is like early Schwarzenegger because I don't think they knew what they had. Do you know what I mean? And they've gave him like minimal plot, like you are just big strong man on your way to get your Wayne back. Do you know what I mean? They've not really been like, oh, can he act, can he not? Of course Arnold Schwarzenegger can't act. Like,
no, that's, you don't go to an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie to see him act.
Absolutely not.
Like, he's the same in this as he is with every other film he's been in.
I think now he's got a bit more facial expressions, you know, but that's about it. Like,
I mean, if anything, I think he's lightened up a bit more now.
Yeah, you
can't be in movies like this, Predator, you name it, and be serious about it.
No.
Like, come on, let's be honest.
100%. We'll dive into thoughts and opinions then. Like, before we even start off, I do think this is the most Arnie quips in a movie. Like, every scene, he's got, like, a quippy one-liner, a cheeky comeback, like, they crowbar in any line that could possibly be a tagline in this movie. Yeah. And I'm never mad about it. Like, this movie's so quotable, it's disgusting, do you know what I mean? Every scene, you're like, yes.
It's just the 80s action, isn't it? Like, this is... anything you want to think for an 80s action movie, this is it.
Oh, like, quintessential. Yeah, 100%. Of course. So this movie starts off with, like, the world's worst bin collection day, with Bill Duke murdering... I don't really know who the guy is. He's a guy that used to be in Arnold Schwarzenegger's, like, army team, and Bill Duke wipes him out. And we're off. Like, straight after that, it's, like, a montage of Bill Duke stealing motors, like, taking people out, blowing up boats.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, like this movie does not fuck about. And then it's Schwarzenegger cutting wood into the most wholesome montage between him and Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
like,
fucking hell.
It's so, like, Hallmark cards. Like, this is the perfect father-daughter relationship. Like, they're feeding deer, they're going swimming, they're eating ice cream. Although Schwarzenegger can't find a shirt that actually fits, because that check shirt is, like, only buttoned on the stomach.
Oh, hanging on for dear life.
100%. Aye. Like, it's the most wholesome, like, year's worth of activities that they seem to do in, like, a day. Do you know what I mean?
I see. I've got this as an A, but I'll just say it the new.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, early... well, I say early, like... most of Schwarzenegger's movies, do they always start or end like a bad TV show?
Yeah. I like the end credits of Predator is the opening credits to this.
But I don't get it, because it's like this weird, it's like blue and white writing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just the, obviously it's the cast and crew and that, but what the fuck is that?
As it's like beautiful, like sitcom, rom-com music, whatever in the background, as he like, takes his way in for food. They go swimming, they train, sorry, fight. Like, all this kind of stuff.
It's the most bizarre. Like, it doesn't really explain it. And for what I can gather is that they're going about killing his old team.
Yeah.
But for the life of me, I thought Bill Duke was in his team as well.
Yeah, so did
so I don't really understand who's who here. I mean, I'll spoil you a bit for you if you haven't seen it. Is that one of the parts in it is Big Bennett that gets blown up, but Short Quarter. Turns out he's been spearheading this thing all along. But I don't understand is, it shows you Big Bill Duke doing all the stuff, right? Fair enough. But then the way they make it is if they say that, oh, his old team's coming to get him, other than a few they've killed off already. Is it, why?
Yeah.
Like, they don't really give you an explanation further than that.
Absolutely. No, 100%. Well, this is the point where General Kirby helicopters in to tell Big Arnie that his team's getting taken out one by one, and they've given him two soldiers to protect him.
Yeah.
And like, not even 10 seconds later, Big General Kirby's away in a copter, and like, Arnie sniffs the air, and immediately everybody's getting shot, do you know what I mean? And it's like, go downwind, would you smell him coming? I did. Like, okay.
It's... bullshit, how could you not smell them?
It's so good. So then the bad guys kidnap his daughter. His daughter does everything right. She does what every movie does, where she like runs in, hides under the bed. But at this point, stop it. They always get you when you go under the bed.
Like, they say that hide under the bed, so for what?
I know.
Like, there's no way you can go once you've hidden there. That's taken... every horror movie where there's somebody in the house,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand the logic behind get under the bed.
Yeah. Well, I was going to save this for later, but this the whole kidnapping scene, right, of them all running about, she pure knows what she's doing. And, like, did this movie walk so that Taken could run? Like, if you watch the kidnapping bit in Commando, exactly the same as the one in Taken, just obviously different ages, and the ones in a Cunty Paris room.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, exactly the same.
See,
they are going to take you.
I don't think so personally, because like, this is like such an overdone like thing. Now, if Commando was the first to do it, fair dues.
No.
But it's always the same, is it? Oh no, they've kidnapped the daughter, kidnapped the president's daughter, or some weird shit like that. I'm like, what is? Can they not just be bad guys for the sake of being bad guys?
No. Wayne's need to be in danger somewhere. So then Arnold's daughter's been taken, some would say.
Aye.
And Beljuk's on the way out. And what does Arnie decide to do? He freeballs a fucking Range Rover. Like, it's not starting up. He just pushes it down the hill and just hopes that he's going to crash into them. And twice he misses. Twice. And then Morton ends up, like, flipping over, going on fire. And Arnie gets captured to get taken to whatever fucking shed they're getting kept in.
So, this kind of kicks off Arnie's motivation to be in this movie, I suppose I could say.
So, basically, Arnie and his daughter are kidnapped by an ex-dictator. So, basically, Arnie's old team are now being used by this ex-dictator because the team originally overthrew the ex-dictator and there's like a new president in and all this kind of thing. So, it sounds very complicated for what kind of movie this is, you know? And basically, they've got his daughter and they are giving him, he needs to go to Valverde to kill the president so that this ex-dictator can come back in and take back over his country.
See, I didn't pick up many of that. I just thought they wanted to go and kill this guy so he could get back in power. So he could get in power, I should say.
He's like, Big Dan Hedaya is like the worst ex-dictator you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Aye, that's pretty. But then you forgot the bit. This is a big reveal that Bennett's no dead.
Aye. Dun, dun, dun. Bennett is alive. And wearing the most questionable outfit I've ever seen in my life. It's like a fishnet t-shirt with chainmail over the top.
Yeah.
And like cargo trousers and like, for a villain, not beefed up at all. Like, he looks like he's just left the pub. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And also, the hammiest person you have ever met in your life. And you know me. You know I love a good bit of ham. Do you know what I mean? But Bennett takes a cake, man.
Let's not forget to mention it. It gives you no reason to care about Bennett being alive.
Yeah.
Like, we know nothing about this guy. No. There's no remorse from Big Arnie, from anybody who, like, for General Cubby, was it?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for them. They don't mention them in any way other than your team's dying.
Aye, 100%. You're just kind of left to be like, are these guys as menacing as they're trying to be? Like, do you know what I mean? And then after this scene, General Kirby. Now, it can't have taken General Kirby that long to come back and check out the ranch, right? Because it was like 10 seconds after he was in the copter, everyone got shot up.
Yeah.
So however long it took him to do a burly, do you know what I mean? He's came back. And everything's on fire and people are dead and things are missing. And it does that beautiful thing that I love in every action movie where General Kirby goes, somebody says to him, like, oh, there's loads of bodies. And General Kirby goes, if Matrix is still alive, I'd expect a lot more. And I'm like, fucking yes. Set up Arnie is just the hardest guy in the movie. Like,
oh, it's every American action movie they want to, is it? They're the most skilled, like, the deadliest killers alive.
Yeah, how many people in the army are like the deadliest guy alive? Do you know what I mean? Because, like, it's every single action movie, like you say.
You get every Stallone, every fucking Arnie movie, even Steven Seagal when he's all fat and bloated. Like, oh, he's the most deadliest man alive. Like, no, he's like a bugger away from a heart attack. Like, a cheeseburger would wipe him out. He's not that deadly. Like, they even did like Jean-Claude Van Damme in that, and is it, oh, American super soldier? Is it, fuck off. The guy could barely speak English.
I suppose, yeah. And now it's Gerard Butler with the, like, Olympus Has Fallen and all that. Like, the most deadly man in the Secret Service, is he?
That's what I appreciate about modern ones, though. It's like ones with Jason Statham and that, is it, they don't try and portray them as this stuff. No, it's just, here's a normal guy. Oh, wait. He does this, but there's no, like, fucking about with him.
Yeah. What is it, beekeeper? He's just a simple guy living a simple life. Turns out he was in, like, the SAS, and he's, like, the hardest guy ever. Like,
is it becomes a shock when you realise that, oh, this normal guy is just, he was this thing. Is it, But he's doing that, then he becomes a beekeeper. Explain to me how.
And the new one that's not out yet, but I'm absolutely buzzing for it. He's a workie. He just works on construction sites. And yet somehow somebody gets kidnapped into human trafficking and Jason Statham's like, right, this is it. So he's going to be some form of like top SES guy again, or like ex-spy or something. Yeah, yeah. One of these is going to come out. What I do appreciate now with modern action movies is, see like your John Wicks and all that, it's like from the minute it starts, it's like, he is the Baba Yaga. Do you know what I mean? Like, but there's no, like with John Wick, there's no like build up or nothing. It's just, he was out, he's back, everybody's terrified of him. John Wick will absolutely rip you to shreds. Do you know what I mean? And there's no like, oh, he used to be an ex this, an ex that. No, he's just the Baba Yaga and you should be terrified. Do you know what I mean? I can't wait until we do a John Wick overview. I'm actually buzzing for it.
We'll need it at some point.
So they take Arnold Schwarzenegger to the airport and he's supposed to get on this flight to Valverde to kill the president of Valverde, right? And the flight is 11 hours long and they're like, we'll see you the other side. And your wee guy, I know Sully from this movie is your man for Warriors, but I've never seen Warriors. I just know Miss Sully. And he's like, being up here way though. And Arnie's like, you're a funny guy, Sully. That's why I'll kill you last. And everyone's like, oh, right, no bother. And then soon as he gets on the plane, he's like, oh, can I have a pillow and a blanket, please? And like snaps the other guy's neck and then is like, don't disturb my friend, he's dead tired. Shut the fuck up, Schwarzenegger. Yes!
Yeah, how nobody else seen that was baffling to me.
That's one of my A's, I'll say it now, of like, I don't know if 80s planes were just different, right? But there does seem to be a lot of legroom on these planes. But how is the guys in front of them? Because he rattles him. Like, Arnie, like, he'd lock, snaps his neck, but the two of them are like flying forward and all that. It's like a 30-second altercation, but like somebody's noticing that. Somebody's turning around and complaining. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm sure his head hits their head. And then it gets to like when it shows you them and they're all just sitting reading their book and all that. And I'm like, if I heard a tussle like that, I'd be pure. But I'm a nosy bastard. But do you know what I mean? I'd want to know.
My only argument against that would be, right, you hear all this stuff, then you turn around and you see Arnie and this other dude. You're like, yeah, I'm not saying a word.
Absolutely
like,
not. Are I you complaining?
Are you complaining to their faces? Doubt it.
So Arnie then escapes off the plane and has 11 hours until they find out that he's not on the plane. So he's going to use this 11 hours to get his daughter back. Here we go. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're forgetting it, Ad. How does he escape from the plane? Most ridiculous way ever. Yeah.
So he like rips his way through, like goes down. Honestly, I find out so much about planes from this movie. Do you know what I mean? Like, goes down, sees the dogs, goes a bit further, rips through whatever that fucking bit is, and then is on the wheel of the plane. Yes. And as the wheel's coming up, he jumps off into this like marsh bog thing.
It's a swamp.
A swamp. He
jumps into a swamp.
Yeah. And then just like, he's like, he sets the timer on his watch and just starts walking, and that like steel drum music starts, and you're just like, I'm so ready for this. Yeah.
Yeah, never mind the fact that we watch, like, that would just crush you anyway.
Jumping
into a swamp for that height would just break every bone in your
100%,
legs. 100%. Like, you're dying in that swamp.
You know what it's like, though? See, when you hit like a body of water from any height hard, it's fucking sore. Uh-huh. I mind, like, one time we were on holiday, and now, like, everybody makes pals with, like, people around the pool and all that. And my mum and dad had made pals with this, like, couple. And then he thought he was, the guy thought he was being pure funny by picking me up and throwing me into the pool, right? But I don't know if it was the way he threw me. I swear to God, it felt like I'd landed on concrete. Like, I was winded, and I was in the pool, pure, like, oh!
Fucking painful.
Honestly, but I swear, I will never forget that, man. See, for like the rest of that holiday, I was probably looking at him like, arsehole.
That's why people are trained on, like, if you're falling from a great height in air pools, like, you're trained to, like, be as small as you can
or
as narrow as you can. So it's like you're cutting into it rather than just like
flopping.
I feel pancaking it because that would hurt like a motherfucker.
So this is where we get introduced to Radon Chong, who plays Cindy. She's a flight attendant, and Sully is just the creepiest of creepers, right? And he's like following her through the airport, and she's like, fucking leave me alone. And he's just horrible to her, right? So you're like, fuck you, Sully. So then she gets in her nice wee fancy, like, sports car and pisses off, right? And this is where they get to the shopping centre. Now, I want at least 10 minutes of your time to talk about this shopping centre, right? So Arnie manages to get to follow Sully to the shopping centre. Sully is also following Cindy to try and chat her up. They get into the bar and, like, Sully's being a pure creeper. Arnold Schwarzenegger is, like, doing the worst job of hide and seek you've ever seen in your life. Like, the biggest guy in the world hiding behind the tiniest people. Do you know what I mean? And Cindy thinks that Schwarzenegger's following her instead of Sully following her.
Yeah, yeah.
So she asks one of the mall cops, like, oh, going to, like, help me? Like, he's been a thingy. The mall cops are being chatted up off these lassies. They've looked at Schwarzenegger and went, nay bother. And he turns around and goes, want to see me kick some ass? Nay danger, right? So goes up. Schwarzenegger obliterates them within about 30 seconds, right? He's using, like, fucking balloon streamers the lot. And it's like, they're just all these I swear to God, there's at one point where there's like 20 of them on him, yeah. And he just like stands up and they all go flying.
Oh, it's fucking insane.
It's so good. And like, but all the time, obviously, Schwarzenegger's trying to chase Sully. He's like jumping onto lifts. He's like throwing himself Tarzan style across the mall with those streamer things. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your life. Absolute quality television. Do you know what I mean?
He picks a man up in my phone booth.
Yes.
And fucking lobs him off at one of the flyers. Like, how the fuck does that make sense? And another thing, whilst I'm here, why is there a fucking bar in the mall?
It is.
But how does that bar operate? Like, so when the mall shuts, does that shut? It doesn't make sense to me. Why would you go to a mall to go to a bar?
Yeah, but it was the 80s, man. Shopping centres were, like, the place to be. Do you know what I mean? You never seen mall rats, like...
Yeah, but there's also bars outside our malls.
Yeah.
Why would you go to the mall to, like, oh, let's get a good drink in us?
Aye, we're getting pushed, aye.
Aye.
Like, I suppose, though, you would have that for, like, now that, like, oh, the old ball and chain wants to go shopping, so we're just going to go for a pint. Like, no, do you know what I mean?
But there's big groups there. Like, this is, like, they're having parties in here, and there's a... What the fuck are yous doing?
I don't know, man. Like, I hate that we're calling it a mall. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it is.
I know, but that's what it's called in America. We're like, shopping centre. Like, I would never call Buchanan Galleries a mall. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I also don't think
Buchanan
their
Galleries
over
is
there,
anywhere near.
Like, these are different levels.
Yeah.
Well, they were. I mean, they're pretty much dead now.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. See, when you watch, like, 80s telly, even, like, I know Stranger Things is set in the 80s, but even, like, was it the... Third season. Stranger Things, it's got the big massive mall. This looks class, do you know what I mean? Like, our shopping centres now are pish, but
shite,
I suppose no one cares anymore. But I'm just going to go off, it was the 80s, do you know what I mean? Like, the 80s was just a lawless land, do you know what I mean?
It just makes no sense to me. Like, even, I couldn't imagine a pub or a bar, whatever you want to call it, just in St. Enoch's or I mean,
well,
there's
the axe throwing place you can...
Oh, you can buy a drink.
Right,
you can buy a drink, but you're not going there for a drink.
There's places in St. Luke's you can have a drink as you're doing an activity, but it's no like, oh, night out the night, lads, we're going down St. Enoch's.
Yeah.
Right,
that's not happening.
I mean, the teenagers that hang about St. Enoch's are thinking... trips tonight's the night we're going to St. Enoch's Centre, do you know what I mean?
That's different, they're just wee also.
Wee feral bams, man. Aye. So, sorry, we'll get back to Commando. Pure on a rant about shopping centres. The feral bams are the reason you keep heavy getting locked out at St. Enoch's Centre.
Uh-huh.
This is a pure tangent trips, but I'm on it. Me and Ross were going to see Terrifier 3. And in St. Enoch's Centre, there's the cinema, the view, so you need to go through the shopping centre. We walked past the front door and there was like four security guards, like bouncers, right? And we were like, what the fuck? So we went round the back way and there was another six standing there just because there was wee bams running about being wee dicks.
Yeah.
And we were like, see if we're late for these films because this fucking 14-year-old can't handle it shit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Honestly, St. Enoch's bams, they're a whole different breed, man. It's
fucking mutants.
It was not like that in my day. Anyway, sorry, back to
Commando. No, hold on. Shout out to the guy that ran from one end to the other and absolutely ate shit.
Oh, that was so corner. Good. That was so good. He was obviously trying to be the bouncer, not the dead, was obviously trying to be pure tough, trying to assert dominance. He's absolutely boosted. And as soon as he got to the front door to shout at the babs, decked it on his arse. That was so fucking funny. But you and me were trying not to laugh because we were like, please just let us in the cinema. Yeah. And then mate, they took us right that pure back weird way. I was like, why are we in the staff rooms of St.
For three people?
Yeah.
There was about 10 or 12 of them for three wee people.
I
it's embarrassing.
I know. They're Neds. They're not like, calm down.
Yeah, they're no Schwarzenegger. Like, you're fine.
Okay. This time back to Commando. So I feel like at this point in the movie, you're like, Cindy is the most annoying fucking person. Like, Radon Chong is, it takes you a while to get to like her. And when I say like, I mean in italics, because she still pisses me off to this day.
Yeah, I think it's more put up well. Just accept that this is your leading lady.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, but it is that very, like, action movie, screechy woman, do you know what I mean? Like, this is not my day! Like, why are you talking like that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's bizarre.
But, like, she is, like, on board immediately. Do you know what I mean? Like, once, like, obviously Schwarzenegger, like, takes her motor, then she watches another exquisite moment of this movie. She watches Arnold Schwarzenegger dangle Sully off a cliff, and that's your, like, remember when I said I'd kill you last? I lied. Ah, right? So, chuck Sully off the cliff. She's watched all this and went, well, we don't have a car, like, what are we going to do? And then they take his, and then it's only then and there, after watching him throw a man off a cliff, he tells her, all that matters to me now is Jenny, they're going to do this if I don't, I've got 11 hours to get to da da da. And I'm like, if it was me, after all this, right, after he's, like, ripped apart your brand new sports car, like, you've been getting chased about and all this stuff, you've watched him throw a guy off a cliff, and you're like, okay, now I need to see where this is going. Like, I need to see what kind of mental case I'm dealing with here.
It's kind of, it's just that movie logic though, isn't it? Is it, right, we're not going to give her any depth, any character development.
Just make her scream loads.
Yeah, just have her in it. I mean, every Arnie movie's got it. It's probably only until you start hitting the 90s and that where it's really, no, we need to...
Women have a bit more agency in Arnie movies.
Yeah, that, and it's like, no, like, there is a story that has to be told. Irregardless of how stupid it is, but 80s is just like big guy with muscles, shoot gun, kill people.
Yeah, pump the lady at the end. See the bit though when Arnie's like throwing Sully off? That's like six pure quotable lines in one. It's like, what you really need to worry about is gravity. It's like, this is my weak arm. And that's just 5 minutes of just beautiful television. So it's at this point we find out what's going on with Jenny. So Danadiah and Bennett have taken Jenny to what we think is, I don't think it's Valverde, but it's an island somewhere, right? Like, in between America and Valverde.
It's some nondescript island.
Yeah, they are on a location. And they're in this big cat and gaff, and Jenny gets flung into a room and does the usual, like, sit on the floor and is like, what am I going to do, right? But then also, Jenny, being Schwarzenegger's daughter, is the most resourceful wee lassie you have ever seen in your life. Like, she's ripping door handles out and, like, chipping away at the wood and all that.
Yeah.
Could never be me, man. I'd be shitting myself. So Arnie then finds a motel room key in Sully's wallet or pocket or whatever and goes there, and that's where Bill Duke is going to meet Sully, right? So they show up, they're searching the room, and then Bill Duke knocks the door, and Arnie's trying to make it look as if Radon Chong's had like a class time with Sully. Then immediately Bill Duke and Arnold Schwarzenegger just start kicking fuck at each other. And this bit's so funny because you've got them like barring each other, hitting out with like the cheesiest, the most like we are men like phrases, like, this Green Beret is going to whatever, and it's like, I eat green berets for breakfast, and right now I'm very hungry, like, shut up. And then Radon Chugs in the background being like, these guys eat too much red meat and all this, like, it's so stupid. Clock as well, when they are fighting and they barrel in through to the next room, this is the most, like, crowbarred sex scene in any movie. And there's, like, the camera set up, you know, they're recording that OnlyFans content, you know? And it's, like, it's so unnecessary. It's just like, oh, look, there's some tits, do you know what I mean? And it's, like, it's the 80s, but, again, lawless land, do you know what I mean?
I think that was the rules of action movies. You have to see a pair of tits at least once.
At least once.
Yeah. This fight scene is possibly one of the worst. Like, the fight scenes in this, in any Arnie movie, isn't great at the best of times.
Yeah. You watch yourself.
No, he's... I mean, let's be honest, he's too muscly to really fight. It's like 80s, set in the 80s, but it's like 60s, like, fight style.
Like Roger Moore fighting, yeah. Where it's like, punch, everybody pauses until I turn around. Punch again, everyone pauses until I turn around.
Yeah, it's very, like, punch-kicky. And it's like, it's bad wrestling. That's what it is.
Listen, I'll give you that because you're not talking shit. But it is true. It's true, though. Arnold fight sequences are always very slow.
Yeah.
But then I feel like that was the way of action movies until, like, Jason Bourne. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, remember when Bourne came out and everyone was like, we've never seen anything like this. Yeah. And it's just purely because Jason Bourne was fast as fuck. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's realistically, obviously, you can't compare this to realism because it's absolutely not. But a guy that big wouldn't be able to move that fast. Like, it's just, it's human, like, your human body can't do it.
It's so human nature.
You wouldn't expect Arnie to be able to fly about like Jason Bourne or John Wick and that. But you would at least expect him to
not get him one punch.
It's one of the, like, lift the arm up, block, punch. But there could be like five or six guys in him. They all fight. They'll go take their turn. Is it? They would all just crouch you.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, in a normal fighting situation, like, they wouldn't just, right, let's all line up and wait, we'll take our turn here. Does they happen?
Yeah. I've heard, speaking about realistic fighting, I was told that the new Daredevil TV show on Disney Plus has, like, the most realistic fighting that, like, he's seen, because, like, you can see them getting tired as they're fighting, it's more of, like, a crowding in rather than, like, a wait for this kind of thing. Because even in John Wick, they do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, even though they're running, they just stand and they're like, right, go. Do you know what I mean? But I've not seen the new Daredevil yet, but apparently that is, like, the most realistic fighting happening.
I suppose for a movie and, like, a filming sense, obviously it has to be done that way. But, I mean, sometimes you look at it nowadays or something, and it is a bit messy. So as a spectacle, I can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But with Big Arnie and almost everything, him, Stallone and everyone, it's like, come on, you fuck, guys.
Yeah.
One at a time, is like, that's not going to happen.
That's when you wanted Jackie Chan, but because mine's like, Jackie Chan used to work with, like, all his own guys. It was like Jackie Chan's school of fighting.
Oh, it was, like, perfected.
And that was when it was like a dance, do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But they would, like, fight fast as fuck, but it was like, so choreographed, it looked amazing. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I think, like, when Jason Bourne came round, I remember, like, it being like, this is the first time we've ever seen this, because it was fast but messy, if you know what I mean. Like, people were actual. Remember when he uses him as, like, a human shield as he goes down? But whereas, like, Jackie Chan before was fast, but it was like everyone was in it and it was super choreographed.
Oh,
and
you
knew what was happening. I think when everyone was like, this is the first time action movies been like this, when it was Jason Bourne, was because it was a riot, do you know what I mean?
I mean, nowadays, like, the people going about, there's no action stars like the way it was, but the action stuff now is better. The stories in that are just as ridiculous, but the fighting in that itself is better, I would say. I just don't think cinema and, like, moviegoers are really, they want more than just your brain, like, brain-dead action stuff
nowadays.
Which
is annoying, which is why when you have gold, like, the Meg, like, the concept is gold, and yet they're like, no, we need to crowbar in, like, a divorce and and whatever. No! Like, this Jason Statham movie, when it comes out and we are going opening weekend, I don't want to see anything else other than this family took him in after he got out of the army, and now he's going to repay them by saving his way. I don't want to see nothing else but that. Like, And I understand we want more. We want more depth. We want more meaning. Sometimes we don't, guys. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, let's not lie. Sometimes we just want to put on a movie for the sake of putting on a movie. Like, and you want to just be entertained without having to, like, question shit.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care if that makes me sound, like, bad or whatever. Like, I'll watch, like, all your metaphorical la-la-las. Love all that shit. Love it. But there comes a time when commando is needed in your life. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean? In movies like this where it's an hour and a half and that's it. And we're not fattening it up with, like, unneeded drama.
No,
you don't need it.
No. I mean, that's the problem now, is that a lot of these aging, like, action stars of the 80s and that, fair enough, they're too old for it now. But every time you see them in something nowadays, it's like they try and make you feel sorry for them and connect to them. Is it how am I supposed to do that and still believe that he can do all this stuff when, I mean, the guy's on, like, his third heart attack because he smokes too many cigars? Like, you can't do it.
It's like Stallone and... I've not seen Creed, but the last Rocky film, and it's like, oh, you need to feel bad for man. He's failing now, and it's all that. It's like, I don't want to watch these guys and feel depressed. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's like they say that. It's like, oh, he's down his luck. He's like, the guy was a fucking world champion boxer in the, like, 70s and 80s. Is it? Of course he's not going to be the same as he is now. The cunt was in his 60s. Like, fucking, just let him retire.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Aye, there's no need for it.
I think when the Expendables... God, we are on such a tangent here. When the Expendables came out, like, the Expendables 1 was terrible, but I was entertained. Expendables 2 was where it was at, because Expendables 2 was when they realised the people don't want to see, like, us, like, having emotional drama. They want to see us all just barting each other. And
yeah, that's the whole point. Like, brain dead action, which you don't get enough of anymore.
Absolutely not. And then by Expendables 3, they were trying to do that, like, pass the torch thing where it was like all the young ones were working with them, and they were like, okay. And it was like, you had, like, Ronda Rousey, to be honest, that's all I can remember. Liam Hemsworth, he was in the second one. I can't actually remember anybody else. But you know the way there was that whole passing of the torch moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But then all these young guys who are supposed to be the next up and coming, nothing really happened with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, Ronda Rousey, obviously, MMA boxer. She was in, like, a couple of Fast and Furiouses, then she did WWE, and now she's just cutting about. Do you know what I mean? But there's never, for all that tried to be the baton pass, there's not really been anybody to, like, steal the, like, take it. Honestly, and I know, I think every second episode we bring it up, but the only great action movies right now was John Wick. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And this ballerina movie might be fucking terrible. I can't stand Ana de Armas, but I will be sat and I will be ready to go. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing. The John Wick ones work because they got, was it Chad Stahelski, who, like, stuntman and that, like, they got the right people. And for it being an actor, it's, like, very, it's highly stylized. So yes. I think nowadays, though, with, like, the younger ones, as you said, the passing the baton, they all want to be actors now. Like, you don't just get these guys that are going to straight up, let's make a million action movies and make hundreds of money doing it. They all want to be in serious stuff. They all want to be seen as, they're kind of laughing at, like, the action heroes of the past. Was it? But these guys were, like, they were up there.
Yeah.
So I think nowadays it's probably equivalent of, like, making superhero movies, is that you are in the top bracket a few, well, maybe not so much now with Marvel in the decline, but you get what I mean? Like, a few years ago, like, Marvel was the top dog.
100%. And people were choking to be in Marvel movies, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is the thing, this is how you know, like back in the pre-Infinity War days when Marvel was at the peak, like, people were clamoring, like, actors who, like, Robert Redford and all that, who you would be like, why the fuck are you in a superhero movie? Whereas now, Harrison Ford's in the new Captain America and everyone was like, ew, why? Like, do you know what I mean? That's how... thingy, but no, I totally get what you mean. The only thing I can think of as well, though, is now is, like, I think they're trying to do something like this with Glenn Powell, but I don't know if they know what they're doing with Glenn Powell. They, like, they can't really seem to. I know a lot of actors these days don't want to be pigeonholed the way, like, Schwarzenegger and Stallone and all that good stuff was. Like, they were pigeonholed into their action movies. I don't think anybody these days wants to do that, but I think like, obviously Glenn Powell's going to be in the remake of The Running Man, and he's done a few action films, but I just don't think they know what to do with him. But I think if you were to give him just straight, here's the 2025 version of Commando, although if anybody remakes this movie, I will go off my fucking head. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if they were to give him, like, okay, this is just a lean hour and a half action movie, I wonder if he could do it. Do you know what I mean? Again, I don't really have much Glenn Powell stock. Like, I'm not that arsed. I will hold my judgment on the new Running Man until I've seen it. But I'm not looking forward to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not many I can think of that could be like, right, say they want to turn around and say, right, we're doing a new Rambo. Who could you have? You couldn't get anybody.
No, I totally get what you mean. Right, we need to get back and talk about Commando Ross. back to the film. So they find the address for a fueling depot in Bill Duke's car, and it's basically a depot that fuels like small, tiny planes. So they barge in there, well, as sneakily as Arnold Schwarzenegger can get in, and they find the coordinates of the island that Jenny's in. Yeah. So the next logical step is clearly to bulldoze a fucking weapon shop and just ransack the place.
Yeah, and he bulldozes an army surplus store because he needs to supply. And generally, I think there's a bit of shock when the police turn up. Like, I don't know if he was... Why you didn't expect it?
Yeah.
But funny enough, you fucking put a bulldozer into a shop. Police are going to come.
100%. And they're grabbing, like, rocket launchers, every knife in the shop. They find the door for all the big guns. They grab all them as well.
Yes.
They're grabbing flippers and shit. And then it's like, they turn around, the police are there, and he's like, oh, what did you think was going to happen, you fucking dick?
Yeah, absolute cracker. Contact General Kirby and he'll sort it out.
Oh, will he, aye?
How the fuck does he sort that out? Oh, he was the best Black Ops, whatever the fuck he was.
100%.
Like, let him go and he'll be like, no. And another thing. So, he's done this. He's terrorised a shopping centre.
Yep.
He was seen leaving fucking chasing Sully when they have the big car chase. But
yeah.
I say big car chase, it lasted 2 minutes. They've got to have found Sully's body by now.
Uh-huh.
How the fuck is the police knowing him constantly?
Oh, 100%. You know somewhere there's like a news channel being like, breaking news, yeah, manhunt, like blah,
fucking,
blah, blah.
Like, 300-pound maniac terrorises shopping mall. How would, like, they must recognise it. Holy fuck, I think this is a guy. No, not a peep.
I know.
The police only turn up to this shop, and that's the only time you see the police in this.
And, like, Kirby shows up, like, 10 minutes behind when the police have taken Arnie. Kirby shows up at the army store, and it's the... it's obviously looks at the devastation, and somebody's like... He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And somebody says to him, like, oh, what were you expecting? And he's like, World War III. Like, all right, Kirby, calm down.
But it's just as if, like, oh, no, it's big John Matrix and they've kidnapped his wife. Like, aye, let him do what he wants. It's not how it works.
Aye, but, like, Kirby, like, obviously, like, he's sitting there like, aye, World War III's coming. Schwarzenegger's wiping everybody out. Are you not going to give people a heads up, you know? Like, are you not going to, you're General Kirby. Are you no phoning the police being like, by the way, there's this 300-pound man, like, absolutely on one, just leave him to it. Do you know what I mean?
But
just can't leave him alone. Just let him do it.
They can't do it. That's no how this works. I said, could you imagine, like, General Kirby, aye, oh, he's going to rob this, he's got rocket launchers and that. Oh, aye, no, he's kidnapped his daughter, though. Like, he can't tell them jack shit about what's happening, because then he would need to get into the whole, oh, wait, you've taken, fucking murder this person, that person, and like, and you're just telling us to deny this. The guy's destroyed a shopping mall. He's flung somebody off a cliff.
Yeah,
he's killed another guy, and it's all right.
Like, just you take that rocket launcher and all the guns, son. You, like, have a good time.
And mate, the police in this and the police in most action movies are just so inept.
The only good police is Lethal Weapon.
Aye, and that's only because they're the ones fucking causing it. That and the dude for Die Hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aye.
So, Schwarzenegger's arrested. Radon Chong comes along in her motor, and she's, like, trying to be all like, ooh, flirtatious with the police guys, whips out a fucking rocket launcher, shoots it the wrong way first, so they're yep. like, what the fuck's happening? Turns it round and shoots the van. The fact that Schwarzenegger survived, the fact that any of them survived that van getting hit by a rocket launcher, incredible, sensational. Yeah, we'd love to see your work, do you know what I mean? Schwarzenegger and Ray Don Chong, they get to the plane, the canoe with wings, and she's trying to get it started up because also she's a flight attendant that is getting her pilot's license. Very yeah, handy.
As you do. Like women in STEM.
Women in STEM. I say that when I change the batteries on the smoke alarm. Women in STEM. So she's trying to fly the plane. And you've got beautiful Bill Paxton yeah, cameo.
What a cameo.
100%. Just basically being like an arsehole coast guard, being like, get out of there. And they're like, fuck off.
Is that two cameos for him in Schwarzenegger movies?
Yeah, because he was in Terminator. That's the before one of the or after. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fair Thursday, Bill Paxton.
I think they were pals. Like, they were actual pals.
How do they two become pals?
I know.
Like, Jink Paxton's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to hit the gym. Big Arnley's there. And like, aye, looking small, my man.
Aye. Getting Arnie passing him on the protein shakes. Aye. Like, good on you.
Aye, get yourself in the protein, my boy.
I know.
That and steak and eggs. That's all.
Aye, 100%, 100%. Honestly, like, see from the whole movie, every 20 minutes throughout this whole movie, I'm just like, fucking yes. The, like, steel pan.
Yeah,
like,
such a bizarre
soundtrack, but I'm so hyped for it. But then basically from this part of the movie, you've got 20 minutes left of the film, and this is where it's like, fucking lock in. We are about to see some shit. Do you know what yeah. I mean? Ray Don Chong drops Arnie off at the island, and she's on the radio being like, Kirby, come and fucking get us, send the cavalry, yeah. right? So this is where you get the montage of Schwarzenegger pulling out all the guns, strapping up, putting on the war paint round all his biceps. That fucking, yeah, you know what I mean? Then this is where you start, this is where me and my dad used to try and start counting the dead bodies, right? And we always lost count about 40, right? I'll get to the actual body count of this movie and useless information, but when I finally found out the number, I was like phoning up my dad like, I fucking figured it out, no way. So like, Arnie is like, and I'm not exaggerating when I say he is taking everybody out with like a single bullet, do you know what I mean? He's like setting bombs up round the sheds. He's like somehow manages. Now, this is another thing that we love about action movies is like, the bad guy's bullets are somehow nowhere near you.
Oh, it's famous. Like,
but your bullets hit them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, famous stormtrooper shooting.
100%.
Never hit their target.
He's like snapping necks everywhere he goes. He's like, he's throwing saw blades at people and like scalping them and all that. Yeah. This is just the maddest 10 minutes and you're just so hyped, do you know what I mean?
It's so fucking stupid.
Into it. Like, it's so good. And while this is all going on, you've got Bennett being like, welcome back, John. I've missed you. And it's like, okay, Bennett. We're going to get into Bennett. Trust me, yeah, we're getting into
Bennett's
Bennett.
A fucking weirdo, man.
While all this is going on as well, Jenny's been chipping away at the wood covering the window with this door handle. Like, chef's kiss in, do you know what I mean? She manages to get out and runs away, and Bennett clocks this and does this mad, like, like scream thing. Yeah. You're like, okay, big man. Bearing in mind, this is a wee lassie running away from this big beef guy in fishnet and chainmail.
Big beef like, okay. Guy's a fat bastard.
He is.
You tell me, Bennett, right? He masterminded this whole thing.
Aye.
A lot of piss straight away.
Aye.
But he's also this trained, like, machine killer. Fuck off.
He says to Dan Hedaya earlier, he's like, I love how your soldiers try and talk tough. Like, me and Matrix, we could wipe them all out. And I'm like, I believe that Matrix could do it. Yeah. I'm looking at you. I'm not so sure. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe like a pie eating contest.
Aye, that bit in Stand By Me.
Aye.
So this is where, now Bennett, in the screen time that he's had so far, has just been the biggest, most beautiful honey roast ham you've ever seen in your life, right? But this is where he goes from honey roast ham to like full on like roast pig on a spit.
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Fuck, aye.
Like he has taken it to like 120, do you know what I mean? And like, I'm here for it every second, but It's just the man knows no chill. Do you know what I mean? Schwarzenegger manages to run about. He's taking out the whole island. He takes out Dan Hedaya in about 10 seconds, yeah. Right? So that's your ex-dictator gone, right? And then it's just Schwarzenegger versus Bennett, right? And it's the... Stick it in me. Put a knife in me. You know this. And it's very... There is chat and useless information. I'll just give you it now. Me and Ross were watching it and we were like, there's something very like homoerotic about the way this is played, oh, right? And like, it's very, it's giving like lust, you know? Because like, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger's like, you want to stick the knife in me when it twists? And then Bennett is like basically full stoner in his pants, you know what I mean? And I'll spoil it now. The director had actually asked Brennan Wells to play it as in Schwarzenegger was the love of his life and it's like a hate love kind of thing. So that's why Brennan Wells is like giving it the fucking, honestly. Like,
it's the most bizarre. I don't know where that idea came from because it doesn't work.
No, get fucked. Of course it works. This no, it is doesn't. Great. Shut up right now.
Bennett there. Is easily the most unintimidating person. He's at least, like, if he comes up to you, you're not scared of him. I've got a thing, but I'll leave it for later.
Okay.
But at what point of this are you thinking, you could take him?
Absolutely not. There is never a point where you know that Bennett's going to butter fuck out of Schwarzenegger. That's not the fucking point, Ross. Like, Bennett doesn't need to be intimidated. He's just a big fucking ham. No, I will take no Bennett slander on this pod.
Bennett is terrible. I think, see, to be, like, the main enemy of, like, a Schwarzenegger movie, mm-hmm. you either need to be bigger than him, which is quite hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much roids you can take more than him. Or you need to be seen as, like, smarter than him.
I like pure mastermind.
But at what point is Bennett smarter than him? And he's definitely not bigger than, well, bigger than him gut-wise.
Yeah.
I get that, right? But he's not more muscular. He's not taller. You couldn't believe that he would beat him up.
No, and yet he does give him a good couple of, he gets a good couple of licks in when they're fighting, and but Bennett's a dirty fighter, do you know what I mean? Like, he's tripping him up and battering him with poles and all this kind of stuff, and like, Arnie does take a doing for about 10 minutes, and then when he turns around, he goes, bullshit, and just fucking scalps him.
Yeah.
So good, it hits every time, it fucking hits every time.
So was the final fight, though, they have to take a few lickings, don't they?
Oh, so good.
They think, maybe they'll lose, and I'm not going to lose, but...
Bennett's trying to put Schwarzenegger's head in the fucking boiler and all this.
Fucking absolute, weird.
Absolute madness. And then and then we get the bit where Schwarzenegger rips off the pipe and skewers Bennett with it and is like, let off some steam, Bennett. Fucking yes! But while this is all going on, Jenny's up the top pure cheering on her dad murdering this guy, do you know what I mean? And like, after he's just skewered Bennett, he pure looks up and she's like, Daddy! Like... What the fuck? Like, the PTSD in this Wayne is fucking real.
Oh, definitely. It's unreal.
Schwarzenegger comes out holding Jenny one-armed. Like, absolute... The scene behind him is all just, like, bodies and fires and crumbled buildings. And he's just swaggering on out with his Wayne. And Kirby goes, did you leave anything for us? And Schwarzenegger's like, just bodies.
Oh, it's fucking bullshit.
Exquisite. Fucking exquisite. And then that's basically the end of the film. Like, Ray Don Chong comes out the plane, gives Jenny a hug. Kirby's like, are you coming back? We're looking to get a unit. And he's like, no chance. And they get on the plane and that's it. Like, the movie's done. It's great.
Nothing after it.
This is also another belter use of Arnie's end of movie music, right? Yeah. It's not quite This Is No Game from Running Man, but it's fucking up there. It's like the shittest, cheesiest 80s rock song ever, and I love it. I fucking love it. It's now This Is No Game from Running Man, and I will keep singing that.
Aye, of course.
That's number one in my eyes. Predator sitcom ending, I'm going to say is maybe a 3, do you know what I mean? I'm going to say Commando's up there, but top 5 at least. Like, just as he walks, he's like walking in with his Wayne, just da-na-na, like, so good.
No, the music's class in this. Weird, but class.
Yeah.
Who knew you needed steel drums?
100%.
No, me anyway.
100%. And yet it hypes you up every time.
Oh, fuck, I.
So we'll move on to Let's Go. What's your Let's Go moment?
I mean, the beginning, he's fucking carrying a chainsaw and a big a tree log. Like, you know.
See, not when even breaking a sweat.
You know, as soon as Arnie seen that, he felt like $1 million.
100%.
He's like, just fucking look at me. Muscles are ready to rip off the bone. I've sniffed about fucking 10 lines of creatine powder. I've fucking ate a full cow. I feel fucking brilliant. All he needed was a big stogie in his gob there, and he would have, that would have been him.
100%, 100%.
Like, you just know Arnie thought I look cool as fuck.
Aye, aye. He's a big pouting bastard, is Arnie? He's always trying to smoulder into the distance. Aye. Mine is when Radon Chong drops him off at the island and he's standing there and his speedo is putting all the weapons in the boat, yeah. And it's like, what's the signal? All fucking hell will break loose. Like, yes it fucking will, Schwarzenegger. Yes it fucking will.
The most ridiculous. He's the most unbelievable guy to do all this
100%.
Stuff.
Listen, what do you mean unbelievable?
Lauren, look at the size of him. He's built on the side of a house and he's putting on fucking like the
speedos and shit. The fact that dinghy didn't burst and sink, never mind with the weapon weight, with Schwarzenegger's weight, do you know what I mean?
How's he hiding in trees? Look at the fucking size of him.
It's the bit in the shopping mall where he's behind like the tiniest wee pole.
He's like the least stealthiest man alive.
But it's so good. Do you have a favourite scene?
It's going to be throwing Sully off the hill, isn't it?
Yeah, that's mine too. That's
the most memorable bit of this movie.
What you really must worry about is gravity.
Either that or it's when he fucking lobs him in a telephone box down the mall and survives.
I had, and Sully is my favourite scene because I was going to put just the end of the movie, but like, I was like, no, I'll stick with Sully. But if you're taking Sully, I'll just put the end of the movie, like the last 15 minutes of the movie. Let off some steam, Bennett. So good. I'm so sorry, guys. This podcast has just been full of the worst Schwarzenegger impressions you've ever seen.
I generally believe is they had a plan for the last 15 minutes. Then they thought, right, we just need to write shite to get to this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why they came up with the most incoherent, rambling story you can think of.
And what I love about this movie as well is like, well, most of Schwarzenegger movies are standalone. Do you know what I mean? But this is definitely a standalone. There's not even been like a straight to video sequel. Nothing. They've just left it.
Nah.
And
what else can they do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like when you watch 24 and his Wayne gets kidnapped 6 times in 24 hours. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like, we don't need that. Like, so Commando 2 would be what? She's a teenager. Then it would just be Taken. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although if your teenager says they're away to travel Europe to follow you two, absolutely not. Get them snipped immediately.
Aye, just for the fact it's you two anyway.
Aye, 100%. Snipped for shite music taste.
Aye, get up them.
Right, I'll dive into useless information. So, Dad, if you're listening, the body count of this movie is 81, which I feel like seems a bit low, considering by the end of the movie, he's like blowing up sheds and shit. Like, there's got to be more than like 10 people in a shed.
That's the thing though, is that it's indiscriminate killing. Like, you're killing fucking pawns. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There could be 10 in there, there could be 100 in there. Like, does they count? Do you know what I mean?
Like, see, if I'd read that the body count was like 250, I'd have been like, that makes absolute sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I've got you.
81 just seems a bit low for me. Alyssa Milano said that Arnold Schwarzenegger was very protective of her on set, would shield her from as much of the violence as he could, and even helped her with her homework and completing school projects.
Shield her for the violence?
Aye, well, like, making sure she's not seen much.
Why would she be there when they're blowing up islands and that?
Shut up, I don't know.
Like,
right?
This is
just what she said.
Well, she has, like, 4 scenes in the movie. She's barely in this film.
Here come the sandwiches!
Like, she's in that, but she's obviously that whole bit up until the kidnapping.
Uh-huh.
She's in a bit with the house.
There's two scenes in the house.
Then a bit where she runs away.
Yeah.
Before. The scene with Bennett or the fighting, but.
Right, so maybe he's been like, oh, don't look as I bar his mountain, do you know what I mean?
But she's not going to be there for the fight scene. Like, she's above.
Listen, this is all she said in a later interview, okay? I don't fucking know what she saw or did not see.
I think she's just trying to be nice.
100%. She actually never really interacted with Schwarzenegger at all.
He was just, he's not on fucking protein powder.
Scarface mountain of protein powder in the changing room. Vernon Wells described his costume as Freddie Mercury on steroids. I could see that.
Oh, no, I'll give you that. that's probably the most sense that could have ever made.
100%. It's the big tash, the fishnet, and the chainmail. Fucking chainmail, man.
I don't understand the chainmail. Listen. That is ridiculous.
It's a whole ass look. Sherman Oak Galleria, which is the shopping mall in this movie, is also the same shopping mall that is used in Terminator 2.
Oh, okay.
This mall was also featured in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Back to the Future 2, and basically any other movie that needed a mall, this was in.
So was this an actual mall or just a set?
Yeah, no, it was like an actual Sherman Oaks Galleria. It was an actual mall.
Okay.
They used to film in it, and then it got redone up, like remodeled and stuff, and they stopped doing it.
No, fair enough.
But apparently that was the mall that everyone was in. There's lists on Google, people just Google.
cool.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ray Don Chong shot a love scene, but it was deemed too unbelievable with the lack of chemistry, therefore was cut from the final film.
Lack of chemistry?
Aye.
No. They two were perfect.
No, I can't imagine how awkward that love scene would have been. Like, they're barely believable as an almost love match in this movie, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're barely believable as human beings, so aye, fair enough.
I'm glad they didn't, though, because that would have just been pure unnecessary, do you know what I mean? Like, the movie's perfect the way it is.
Yeah.
Arnold was known for performing most of his own stunts because it was so difficult to get a stunt double for him because he was so big. But the director said because he was so good at doing his own stunts, would he be able to actually hang Sully off the cliff?
Like, oh, fuck.
I know. Arnold Schwarzenegger obviously said no. He was like, what the fuck? So they had to bring in a crane. Like, for Sully to hang from. But apparently they were raging because they were like, oh, you've cost us money. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was like, why did you think I could hold a man over a cliff?
I mean, what's the point in having all the muscles, though? Just all the glamour muscles.
That's the glamour muscles. That's true. Wings Hauser, who, when I looked him up, has been in fuck all. Like, he's been in a couple of Russell Crowe movies and that, but it looks like he's been a lot of shite telly. Wings Hauser originally got the role for Bennett. However, on the first day of shooting, Mark Lester fired him due to him not fitting the wardrobe correctly. Vernon Wells was then brought in. I think that is the shittest reason to get sacked from a movie in your life. There's got to be more drama there. If Stuart Townsend got sacked on the first day of filming Lord of the Rings because he was too young, that's at least believable. Why are you sacking somebody because the costume doesn't fit?
So they've... Hold on. Wait.
process it.
You're telling me that this guy didn't fit into what Vernon Wells was wearing?
No. Apparently he was too big. When you look up...
So he basically... Vernon Wells only got that because he could fit into it, right?
Yeah.
That's fair, but so they wanted I was meant to be a muscly guy, I assume.
I mean, on looking up Wings Hauser, he's like 6'3" and like quite a tank. He was in The Insider with Al Pacino and Russell Crowe. He was in Vice Squad, Tough Guys Don't Dance, never seen it. He was in that TV show Castle with Nathan Fillion. The Hawaii 5-0 remake, he's been a couple of episodes of CSI, like Criminal Minds and that usual pish, do you know what I mean?
See, I could believe this guy has been at more than Vernon Wells.
Really?
Yeah, this is what, like, Vernon Wells only fits into that because of everything I've mentioned before.
Yeah.
This guy, like, actually looks like somebody who could fight Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I know, 100%. But I don't understand why. Like, there's got to be something else that's happened because you don't just sack someone because they don't fit the costume.
Yeah, you would.
I mean?
You wouldn't have the costumes first, I imagine. Like, that wouldn't happen. I mean, maybe this isn't exactly a like a high budget, even for the time. It's not a lot. £10 million's a lot of money, but back then, that's not your big massive budget. So I don't know. That's a strange one. They probably just didn't want them. Maybe Vernon Wells was doing it cheaper. I don't know.
100%. This is the bit that you like. So John McTiernan was originally offered this film to direct. He backed out and later would go on to direct Big Arnie and Predator.
Yeah.
Production company did not want Arnold Schwarzenegger for this movie, and Nick Nolte was originally cast.
Oh, that'd have been insane.
No, wait for it. Nick Nolte had to back out due to quote-unquote personal reasons. Nick Nolte, the known alcoholic.
Oh, he was ripped out his tits.
The known alcoholic and drug user had to back out for personal reasons. So really, the only reason Schwarzenegger got this movie is because Nick Nolte went on a fucking bender.
A raging alky junkie bastard.
I always liked that one. Was it Nick Nolte and Martin Short? And they're like shite bank robbers and Martin Short's got a way in. What's that called?
Oh, I know what you're on about.
Three Fugitives.
Aye,
I always liked that one. And then Nick Nolte was, I mean, I know Nick Nolte's been in fucking horrors. Is he not in like Point Blank? Point Break.
I'm sure Nick Nolte's in Point Break.
But like, and then like later on, like when he was in like Warrior and all that, when he's like playing an alky and it's like, yeah.
It's only really now where he's like, now that he's older and he is fucked haggard looking.
Aye, he looks like an old fucking boot.
Yeah,
like,
but he actually plays it well.
Yeah, because like, he is.
He's not, I think he's gave up trying to be an actor and he's like, I'm just going to be me.
Aye.
Because even in, London Has Fallen? Thingy Has Fallen? The last one? Shite's Fallen, whatever it's called. He's not bad in that movie. It's a bad movie. Danny Huston's fault. Always is. But like he's all right in that movie, but he's not, because he's not trying to act, that's it.
I used to get Nick Nolte confused with Gary Busey. Like I used to think Nick Nolte was in like Under Siege and my dad was like, are you fucking joking?
No, and they're both fucking after not.
I think they both look pure similar and they're both crazy junkies. So I've obviously just like merged the two of them together.
Nick Nolte's the alky. Gary Busey. Gary Busey's the cokehead. Yeah.
Gary Busey. I remember Lee telling me Gary Busey was on. Do you remember those shows you used to get like years ago and it was like Celebrity Rehab and all that? And Gary Busey was on it and he thought he was like a counsellor. Like he was in there thinking they were looking for help from him and like everybody sat him down and was like, no, you're here because you need rehab. He was like, no, I'm here to support you. Oh, we Gary Busey.
No, he's fucking off, he's not.
I know. Winona Ryder, Patricia Arquette, Drew Barrymore, Shannon Doherty, and Jennifer Connelly were all up for the role of Jenny, but obviously Alyssa Milano's beat them out.
I think it was always kind of the same child actors at that stage, wasn't it?
Shannon Doherty and Alyssa Milano would also go on to be in Charmed together, but apparently they didn't get on. They were like the beef of Charmed, do you know what I mean? They pure didn't talk to each other.
Two great actresses knocking out the park.
Listen, pour one out for Shannon Doherty. They missed her out of the Oscars in memoriam as well.
So they did, aye.
See, since like the Oscars episodes, I keep seeing all this stuff of like, they missed this one out, they missed this one out. I'm like, fucking hell.
Fucking King Theoden. No, King.
Do you know what I mean?
King Bernard Hill. It's a sin.
King of Rohan.
Aye. Fucking arseholes. Fuck the Oscars. Fuck the Academy.
Don't, because we're going to need that again next year.
Aye, and we will slaughter them then and all.
Right, will we jump into E?
I go for it. I've kind of went into some of mine already, but one of mine is, do they ever mention anything about the mum in this?
No.
So she's just non-existent?
It's just Schwarzenegger and Milano up in that beautiful big ranch.
So what was Alyssa Milano doing when he was fucking off overthrowing governments and that?
We don't need to know that because we don't need any backstory. No, but this movie's perfect.
She goes on about, is it, or are you going away again? And is it, who the fuck was looking after you?
I don't know, but we're never going to know because there's no sequels and there's no ridiculous backstory.
It just annoys me. And also, I've got a thing for you here. Now, call me an idiot, but would Bill Duke be better as Bennett in this?
Yeah, I could see it. I think Bill Duke would definitely be more threatening.
Yeah.
I think Belichick's part in this movie is tiny. He's in like the first 10 minutes and then gets wiped out rapid.
Yeah, for being Big Belichick, that's not
100%.
He should have been benefiting this, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. To be fair, leave Vernon Wells alone, because the campy hamminess of it is perfect, you know?
Vernon Wells would be better as the number two, like fighting in the motel, being like that kind of campy, psychotic way.
So like if they just swapped roles? Yeah,
they should have swapped roles. It's
fair enough. No, fair enough. I see what you mean though. Like, I think Belichick would have been definitely more menacing, and you would definitely be like, oh fuck, like he is going to give Arnie a tanking.
Yeah,
you know what
more
I mean?
Believable.
Absolutely, but leave Bennett alone.
No, Bennett's a shambles in this, and a genuine shambles.
I've not really got any A's either. Well, I mean, I do. We spoke about the one on the plane of like, how did no one complain that was going on? I don't know if this counts as an A, but like, no, when they're at the mall and the security guard's like, want to see me kick some ass. What security guard, what person ever in general looks at Schwarzenegger and is like, I could take him. Do you know what I mean? Like, see if the security guard had been like Jesse Ventura, I'd have been like, I cool, nae bother, we're in here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, like, these are all just pure wee dweeby guys, and they're like, I can take him. Shut the fuck up and sit down. That is not happening. Do you know what I mean?
That's bullshit.
And my only other one I had was when he's fighting Belichick, like, that's not a gun, that's a cannon. That is like the loudest thing ever, man. But that's not even an A, that's just an observation. Do you know what I mean? Fucking deafening everybody.
Right, so we'll get into this then. The worst guy whose hairline's receding.
Okay.
What have you got?
My worst guy is Dan Hedaya, because he is, spoiler alert, he's in my Who's in a Different Movie as well. Like, for this movie to be so camp and so over the top, he is also has the worst fake tan job ever, obviously to make him look like he's from South America, and obviously that wasn't racist in the 80s, do you know what I mean? But he plays it so straight, with like the most Poundland Scarface accent.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
That's shocking.
It's shocking. And it's like, instead of trying to be intimidating, he just closes his eyes so he looks like a mole. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's fucking bizarre.
He just barely like, can he see? And also just, you know, worst guy whose hairline just eaten because he's an ex-dictator who kidnaps Arnold Schwarzenegger's Wayne. Like, what a prick. And also he's in my Who's in a Different Movie, because if you're going to be an ex-dictator and you're going to sit through the fake tan job and you're going to try and be intimidating, can we kick it up a bit? Like, he's at a 6 and everyone else is at a 12. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he didn't get the memo.
Absolutely not. Sort the mole face out and we can have a conversation. Do you know what I mean?
No, fair enough. I'll give you that one.
I'm scared to ask who you've got.
No, I've got Dan Hedaya, no.
Oh, right. Okay. But for worst guy's
worst
hairline.
Worst guy's hairline scene. But different movie's got to be Bennett. Bennett is not in the same action movie as these guys. Like, I'm sorry, he just isn't. Like, you can't argue that he is at any point in this.
No, he brings the ham, he brings the camp, you know?
Yeah, but it's not.
Like, by the end of the movie, he's pure screaming at him. He's like, yeah. I'm gonna get you!
Yeah,
like,
it makes no sense for him to be in this.
No, I will have no Bennett slander. I'm so here for the Bennett.
Nah, like, He has a different movie.
Fine. Who's your best kill, worst kill?
My best one is Sully.
Yeah, I've got Sully.
Sully's the most iconic.
Yeah.
But for a movie that's got, what'd you say, 81 deaths?
81.
There's only 3 proper kills in this.
And then
well, 4,
else.
Sorry. Aye. The rest of them are just indiscriminate killing, blowing up, machine gun fire. But it's got to be Bill Dukes.
Yeah, I think we've got the exact same. Yeah, because I said Sully was the best and Bill Dukes the worst, because he just, like, gets scared.
Yeah, like, he throws him or punches him, I can't remember, into the thing. It's not a...
And then he's, like, asking him, like, where is she? As he's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's too late at that stage, aye.
100%. I'm out. Are you ever out?
Nah.
Nah, me neither. I'm so in, it's disgusting, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Right, guys, thank you for coming to our Commando episode, and we'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye.